The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is just about 15 past the hour of 10 o'clock. Our guest in the studio today is President of the Huron Community Fair Board, Clark Brock. We're going to be talking about the fair coming up next week. It is a big one.
Absolutely.
Well, they're always big ones, but this one's 150th. It's a big commemoration.
It is. We're really excited. 150 years, continual running here on Community Fair in the county. There aren't many across the state that are much older. We actually found one that's a little older than we are, but 150 years there's been a fair in Huron County.
Even through the war years, all these times when a lot of things weren't being held because of the effort, we still at least had some kind of fair go on.
Absolutely. We've dug through the archives and the records and have a number of things down there. We have some newspaper and signage from the 20s when they had the fair at that point. And so we're excited to have 150th year of the Huron Community Fair.
Well, it'd be fair to say the fair has evolved over 150 years, but was it more towards the lumber industry and stuff at the beginning, or agriculture? Because, you know, we're agriculture now with all the land cleared, but
right.
150 years ago, the county looked a whole lot different.
The county did, and the fair looked a whole lot different then, too. But the fairs have always focused around agriculture in this state. And so when you go back to the beginning and the pieces and parts that we can put together, agriculture was a big part from forever at this fair.
Well, I suppose harvesting trees is also a part of agriculture if you want to
sure.
think of it that way.
Absolutely. You bet.
You just need a bigger picker.
Yeah.
So it's coming up next week.
Right. We kick off on Sunday. The livestock and animals and everything will all roll in. Actually, tomorrow, some of the crafts and some of those sort of things start to roll into the 4-H building. Non-perishable things roll in, pitchers and crafts and those kinds of things. And then the perishables, the baked goods and flowers and things will come in the first of the week and have that. But Sundays are our big kickoff with that coming in. And, of course, kind of a tradition for anybody that's been around for many years, Indian Trails Rodeo on Sunday, which is the local group that puts on, and some of your neighbors out there may be riding the steers or participating in the horse games.
And when you're bringing animals Sunday, make sure you have all your paperwork. You don't want to be turned away. I mean, there are rules, and you have to keep disease and stuff at bay, and you got to have all your certificates in line.
Correct. The state has all their guidelines and that we follow and have to have, and we remind all those people to make sure that their proper tags are in, proper papers are there, and all the things they need to have so that when they roll in and either register with their superintendent or unload those animals, that everything's taken care of and they're in place.
It's amazing to watch when they come in with us, because the animals just follow them like pets. I mean, they've been so well cared for and so looked after. And, you know, I'm a city person, so it kind of would break my heart to have to give them up at the end. But that's what it's about. That's what agriculture is about.
It is. That's what it's all about. Most of these kids, you know, it's their summer project. Some of them with the bigger animals or the horses or things, it's year-round project. But for majority of our kids, it's their summer project. And they spend a lot of time with those animals grooming and caring for and training and getting them prepared and bringing them to the fair. But as you say, it is agriculture, and that's what agriculture is all about, providing food for America. And so we do our part, and we just do it on a little different scale.
And at the end of the week, then there's a sale, and the kids do well for their college education, and people get some pampered beef, pork, and other lambs
sure.
and things to put in their freezer.
Sure. Friday is the big JLA sale, the Junior Livestock Association. Starts off at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we run all day long selling those large animals. And then we turn around and come back on Saturday. And on Saturday, the small animals, the things like the chickens and the ducks and the turkeys and the goats and the rabbits and some 4-H crafts all get sold on Saturday morning as well. So if you're interested in any of those things, make sure you come on out and support the kids. And as you say, Craig, it is. Many of these kids, they're building college money. They're building money for their future to help establish themselves in a world of work.
And a lot of people, when they go to these sales, are very generous. You know what you could buy it for in the store, or if you bought a steer and, well, I wanted to have it butchered, they pay a lot more just because it's for the kids.
They do. And it is, Craig, it blows my mind every year when we're at that sale, and the way the local business and farmers and grandparents and whoever come in and support all of these kids on both Friday and Saturday. And you're right, it's not market price they're paying. They're paying a nice price for these kids and rewarding them for their hard work and efforts they've done throughout the summer.
Terrific. So Sunday's kind of the kickoff, but it's really a precursor to all the events at the fair, except for the Indian Trails Rodeo. Right.
Well, Indian Trails Rodeo, and then if you happen to be around on Sunday evening, about 7 o'clock-ish, we do have our official opening ceremonies by the flagpoles outside of the Hog Barn. We will have the local regional FFA officers as well as the 4-H ambassadors will be there, and they'll do a little opening ceremonies. We usually have a little recognition of some people from the community or some things like that. And so that's kind of the official kickoff start to the fair Sunday night at 7 o'clock. And, of course, Sunday's free admission at the fairgrounds, and come on out and enjoy that kind of thing. And then Monday really is when all the rest of the activities get started at the fairgrounds. Monday afternoon, of course, is sheep show. Monday is the 4-H horse show. So you've got those kinds of judging activities that start and go on all week long. Horses and the sheep on Monday. I have to check my schedule a little bit because there's a lot that happens. The rabbit show is also on Monday morning. We get into Tuesday and we get into the swine show and we have more horse shows. And Tuesday's the dairy show. So those judging. We get into Wednesday and we're in the feeder steers and we're in the open horse show. And poultry show goes on Wednesday, and we get Thursday, and Thursday is the big beef steers that go on in the morning, and the goats go in the afternoon, so we have that. Of course, Friday is the sale day, so that's the big part, and then after the junior livestock sale on Friday late afternoon, we have the small animal sweepstakes. And then on Saturday is the SLA sale, which is followed by the large junior livestock sweepstakes showmanship contest. So every day of the week, you can come out and watch the youth, or in some cases adults, exhibiting and showing those animals in competition.
And these animals will be on display, even if, like you say, the sheep are done on Monday. They'll be around the fair through much of the week so that you can get a chance to look at them, because kids like to see the different animals.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Come on down. Those animals are all housed on the fair. They roll in on Sunday. They all stay through Saturday evening. And we encourage the public to come down and walk through and see the neighborhood's kids and see how they did and check out the different animals. And if you've not been at a fair in a few years, see how some of the animals have changed over the years. You know, it's interesting if you look back at some of the old pictures and things, the difference between a beef steer of the 40s and 50s and a beef steer today and the sheep and hogs and how much the body structure and styles have changed.
Well, our knowledge of nutrition and such is just exploded.
It has. We look at animals in a whole lot different fashion now. We are into the lean meat, large frame lean meat type animals, and we're that with the whole food society today. Some of us, perhaps, people could be more into the lean meat type situation, but we have a great time.
I would think the most difficult one would be the sheep show, because I'd fall asleep counting sheep.
Oh, well, don't count them, just look at them.
Just look at them.
Yeah. Okay. So that's Monday for the most part. Also, throughout the week, we have a lot of different activities going on, some new, some old, some things that are happening. Some of the entertainment that you'll see if you roll onto the grounds this year, we have a wood carver coming in, a chainsaw wood carver. He'll be there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. There's logs on the grounds, and he'll be revving up the chainsaws and carving out different things. Some of those things will be for sale, so if you're interested in that, you could pick up on that.
So you might get a good steel, no pun intended.
Ooh, you might get a good steel. I don't know if you get a good steel, but you might get a nice wood carving. Just down from the Miracle of Life Pavilion is where he'll be at during the day. We, of course, have...
Do you have to coordinate where you put loud things next to the animals
stuff? Because very interesting.
I'm sitting there thinking, you know, you wouldn't want that next to something that's like, you know, 1,200 pounds and can bust out and get it startled.
Correct. We are very careful about where we locate lots of different things on the fairgrounds. We try and keep...
It becomes a science, I would think, because you learn it and you say, okay, we got to be a little further away because this is kind of loud.
Organize those things that way. Of course, if you were a fan of the wow balls on the water, the big round balls that float on the water.
They've been a couple of years, and they've been very popular.
They've been real popular. They'll be back again this year. That's a free entertainment that we have. And Billy Joe's bringing a couple of inflatables. So in the morning, there'll be a couple of big inflatables for the little kids to play on there as well. We also have... coming throughout the week, later in the week, we have the mime back by popular demand. For those of you who have seen him in the past, the mime that we hire is just an awesome fella that wanders the fairgrounds, and you see if you can find him and see what he's up to. He does some great things.
Difficult to get him to do a radio interview.
No, he doesn't. We also have a safari act. Wandering the grounds. We have a dinosaur and a gorilla and some of those types of things that you'll see kind of wandering around with a trainer and doing their thing. So that's kind of a fun piece. So just lots of, we try and have fun stuff for everybody to participate in. And of course, if you're into the amusement company, TJ Schmidt and company will roll in this weekend and start setting things up. They will have things all set up and ready to roll for Tuesday, which is Kids Day at the fair. Discounted ride bracelets on Tuesday, so if you come down and ride the rides, but they're there all week long, so you can get your bracelet and ride and enjoy.
Now, early in the week, you usually do the crownings.
We do. On Monday evening in the show sale barn, we have our 4-H explosion, which is some talent by some local 4-H clubs, and that they'll be on our stage there, followed by the recognition of the ambassadors, the 4-H ambassadors. So we'll have some young men and young women and some little men and women.
That call clover buds?
Clover buds. And we'll recognize all a number of them as 4-H ambassadors. And then Monday night is also the crowning of the Huron County Bean Queen. So that goes on Monday night in the show sale barn. And that's, you know, just more great things. And the fair.
And it's so youth oriented.
I was just going to say, yes.
It's for, and I'm not saying that it's, you know, video gaming thing in the youth. Like, I'm talking about the participants are youth and the, you know, our community. You hear such things about kids these days, and these are all wonderful kids who are trying and are, you know, doing exceptional, and it's great to go out and see that.
We say on a regular basis when people talk to us about so why and what and whatever, and it's all about the kids. You know, we have hundreds of people that put countless hours into helping direct these kids throughout the summer, getting them ready. We have all kinds of people that volunteer and put time in and work and do things throughout the week of the fair. It's not just the fair board. It's a lot of people, and it's all for the kids. I mean, we recognize the fact that they're our future, and they're what it's all about. And if we can provide good opportunities for them and wholesome activities for them, it's just that much better. And you're right, Craig. The kids at the fair are great kids. We have a lot of fun with them, and they're great to work with and have worked hard to get there.
And the fair has changed through the years. You know, when I first came up here, you know, there'd be a whole line of tractors and combines and stuff down there. That's just something that the implement dealers really don't keep that much stock on hand anymore. Well, it costs too much.
Right.
So, you know, that type of stuff went a little bit by the way, but then you brought in other things that took its place, and and kept it modern and kept it fresh.
We've tried, and those equipment dealers still stick a few pieces around, you can see. But as you say, if you travel their lots, it's not like it was 20, 30, 40 years ago when you went down to the lot and there were all kinds of things sitting there. If you're interested in buying a new combine today, you go to the dealer, you look at the books, you order your combine, and they make your combine.
With what you want in it, how big of an engine,
right,
all that type of stuff.
All those kinds of things. So they don't have a dozen combines sitting on a lot. They may have one that's already been sold to somebody. And so that's kind of how that business operates for the most part now. So it has changed a lot, and so have the activities that the kids do in that. But at the fair, we're still showing livestock, we're still participating in agricultural events, and we're still doing that kind of thing. So it's just, it's good, wholesome fun for the kids. We have a couple of other kind of neat things. AIS Equipment, who is one of our fair sponsors and have really stepped up in the last few years and done some great things for us, besides the fact that they provide some equipment and a chance to look at that, this year they're going to do a couple of things for us. We're going to have what we call a backhoe rodeo, and by the new bathhouses, and we'll talk about that in a minute, they're going to have a couple backhoes set up there, and for a very small fee that is going to go towards prize money at the end, if you're interested, you can come down and operate a backhoe. Pick up an object and move the object and put it in a specific spot, and it'll be timed to see how well you can do that. So, Chad and the guys from AIS will be there all week monitoring and working with that and assisting. We're going to let some of the younger, like 16-year-olds, can operate as well. And so they'll get a chance to go down and actually operate some of that equipment and have some fun with that.
And obviously the object you're moving is not the bathhouse.
No, not the bathhouse. It's actually, I think, going to be something. I don't know exactly what it is. Haven't asked them. They want a little surprise with that, but yeah. Nope.
Is it a scoop that they're doing, or is it with like the bucket that comes backwards at you? Because, I mean, you could be doing watermelons for all I know and just see how gentle you are.
It could be watermelons. You may not be too far off with something like that.
Some pumpkin chunking?
I don't really know. I will tell you this. I think those pieces of equipment are going to show up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They're not on the ground yet.
Well, it's days away.
So I actually can't answer that. But things are rolling in. The tents are being set up today, and there's lots of things happening to get ready. But speaking of the new bathhouse, we certainly do appreciate the fact that over the last few years, our community and some of our fundraising efforts and things helped us to get a start so we could go to the bank and borrow the rest of the money. And we have what we feel is just a beautiful new bathhouse on the fairgrounds, sets between the campgrounds and the grandstands on the west end of the Midway. And we hope that as you come to the fair this year, if you're one of those people who said, you know, I don't appreciate outhouses at all, or porta-johns.
They had 150 years ago.
They did. If you don't appreciate that, come on down. The new bathhouses are beautiful, multifunctional showers for the campgrounds and
the restroom facilities are for everybody who is there. You need to use them. There they are.
Absolutely wonderful restroom facilities, large and spacious, and baby changing stations and the whole bit that should make it really nice for everybody to enjoy. We hope people appreciate the fact that that's been done, and of course we're still paying them off, so we'll have some more activities to help take care of that as we roll along to the next few years. But it's been a great addition this year, and I appreciate all of the contractors who worked throughout the winter months getting that done so that it was ready to roll before the fair.
You're still working on the payments on that. Do you have other projects coming up, you're thinking?
There'll be some more activities that people get a chance to participate. We usually have that February fundraiser, and that'll pop up again this year, and we'll give people a chance to participate in that and have some fun there. So, but if we get back to the fair and mm-hmm. fair activities, Tuesday night, our HUCO, Huron County Extravaganza Talent Competition, I think we have 15 either individual or couples that will be participating in basically a singing competition, about three different age groups. And then blended in there at some point in time, we're bringing back the old tug of war. For some of you that may remember from the, I'm going to say 50s and 60s, and somebody will correct me. We used to have tug of war competition, and the local FFA chapters are going to be participating. They each have teams that will participate in that. And rumor has it that the fair board may actually grab onto a rope at one point and maybe match up with the winning team or something.
Or maybe there's an adult team out there that wants to take you on.
Well, there might be. There might be. And
what is the team? Four people? Well, do you have numbers? Or?
Oh, no. It's not people. It's by weight.
Oh, by weight.
And if you talk to the Eisler family, in years gone past, the Eisler family were notorious for winning the tug-of-war competition because it's feet on the ground, not bodies. So the more bodies and feet on the ground that you get, the better opportunity you usually have. But we'll see what happens. So that's a fun Tuesday night. And then following the extravaganza, following the tug of war, along about dusk, which recently has been 10 o'clock-ish, we're going to have a fireworks show. We are. It's the 150th. We thought we should have some fun. Kevin Vaughn has stepped up, and our kids from the Junior Livestock said they wanted to support that activity. So actually, our Junior Livestock Association youth are the ones that are paying for the fireworks show, and they want their families and neighborhood and everybody to come on down and enjoy that show. It's going to be put off in front of the grandstands, so the best viewing will be there. And whether you come in and watch the talent extravaganza or kind of float in as that's getting over, the fireworks show will go on at dusk, and I'm going to tell you that's probably 10 or shortly thereafter. And so we're looking forward to that and should have a lot of fun that night with that.
A good wind-up to the day at the fair.
Great wind-up to Tuesday and kind of a blast into what's going on for the rest of the week.
Does the midway start Tuesday?
And the midway starts Tuesday.
Because a lot of people, the kids, you know, they want to come in and enjoy the midway. And
sure.
It starts on Tuesday.
It starts on Tuesday. And so if you happen to do your timing right and figure it out, you might be riding the Ferris wheel at shortly after 10 as the fireworks are going off. Could be kind of a fun night there.
There you go.
So we move into some of the rest of our weekly entertainment. Wednesday is Combine Demolition Derby, and we're also bringing back some car demolition derby on that night as well.
The drivers for the Combine tell me this is where they separate the wheat from the chaff.
Oh, they do. You betcha. And I kind of, as I've said a time or two, if you get lucky out there, you know, we've tipped a Combine or two over in the last couple years, and that's kind of a thrilling experience when you watch one of those go roll on across the grandstands.
Unless you're in it.
Well, unless you're in it. And the first year, the gal that tipped it over, she had kind of fun with that too. But so it's an exciting event. Some car demolition derby that goes on that same night. Racing lawnmowers. They provide entertainment between heats and things. So we have some great fun with that. Of course, Thursday, a little new twist this year. 150th year, our county commissioner said, if we help you out, can we do something special and different on Thursday? And so Thursday, in cooperation between the county commissioners and the fair board, will be free gate admission.
The whole day. Wow.
So no pay to get onto the grounds. Of course, you still have to pay for the activities and things go. But
well,
no,
you have to buy the tickets for the rides and that type of stuff.
Right, right. But the gated,
you get in free.
Yep, get in free. Gate admission will be free on Thursday. And then, of course, Thursday night is Duane Spa and the Super Kicker Rodeo with the barrel racing and the bull riding and that kind of thing. So Thursday should be a great, fun, big, full day. Oh, I almost forgot. If we go back to Wednesday, that's Senior Citizens Day, which has the health fair and the free senior citizens meal sponsored by the Sure Hospital, the Sure Network, Healthcare Network over there. So make sure you enjoy that. And then Friday night, last year we started it, and they're back this year, Redneck Truck Races. People had a lot of fun with that. Those old steak trucks are out there. Last word I heard, there were like 24, 26 trucks that will be there, running the oval. Not quite anything goes, but fairly close to it. A little bumping and grinding that goes, and see who can last and get around the track the fastest. So that's fun then. And of course, traditionally here in County, we wrap Saturday night up with Truck and Tractor Pulls. The TTPA will be there, and we'll have that goes on Saturday night. You know, the big smoker classes, if you're into those tractors that smoke, or the ones that wind it up and make a lot of noise and roar down through, that'll go on Saturday night. So
do everything that the manual says you shouldn't do to an engine.
Yeah, I'm not even going there. Those guys have more money invested and more time into those tractors than anybody should, but they have a lot of fun with it.
Now, last couple of years, you've had special time set aside for special needs kids. Is that coming back again this year, and when will it be?
That's again this year as well. The special needs is on Thursday, so that free day, but the special needs event, those kids have already received special invitations and things to come down. We thank TJ Schmidt and Doug and the crew. They open up a few rides for those special need kids in the morning, do a couple special things. They have some activities. The local businesses and that have stepped up and really done a nice job of making sure that those kids who have special needs, who maybe the sounds and the speed and the actions of the fair can be too much, so we kind of slow things down for them a little bit.
Quiet it down
quite a bit. Give them that opportunity. Bring out a few animals for them to get to see and get close with, and a few treats for them and that kind of thing. So that's on Thursday morning, sponsored by the local coalition for those kids. So,
and that gives everyone in the community a chance to participate.
We try.
Not feel like you're being excluded because it's too intense for you.
Right. Yep. That's for those kids who need that. So, yeah, we try and hit virtually everything. We have our Senior Citizens Day, our Special Needs, we have our Kids Day, we have all those kinds of activities, and we're just excited. Also this year, make sure that while you're on the grounds, you get into the Merchants Building. We have a corner set up. Stacy Hagen, Fair Board member Stacy Hagen, has been working diligently down there for quite a while now, collecting some relics and some newspaper clippings and some different things that will be on display in that building, so that you can kind of reminisce a little bit with family members or the grandparents about how it used to be, look at some of those clippings and things, maybe see some awards and things that were won by people years ago, and check out the differences in how things are.
Because it is the 150th Susquehcentennial, I believe they call it.
It is, absolutely.
And hopefully another 150 years to go at least.
By someone.
Yeah, we won't be around for that, but hopefully someone will keep the tradition alive. It's part of the county. I mean, it's part and parcel with agriculture and what we're about.
It's the largest festival in the county. I would say that it's the greatest agriculture event that goes on in the county and has the most kids involved with the greatest thing going. So we're just thrilled that we're able to put it on again. And as you say, the 150th. And I hope that my great-grandchildren at some point are talking about Grandpa, who was on the board at the 150th.
There you go. If people want a list of what's happening, you do have it online?
You can go to our websites. The Huron Community Fair has a Facebook page, or HuronCommunityFair.org, I believe, is out there. Look it up.
Google Huron Community Fair, Google, and it'll get you there.
Make sure you Google Huron Community Fair.
Not county.
Not county, because the Huron County Fair is in Huron County, Ohio. And we don't want people to mistake that. Every once in a while, we get a phone call or get a question about the Huron County Fair, and they're asking about things about the fair that goes on in Ohio. And so we're the Huron Community Fair. And you can find us there. The pink flyers are all around town, have been in the view, and have been out there. Thumbnet.net runs things on the fair on a regular basis, so you can pick up that information. If you look at the Tribune's video page, you'll see what's happening at the fair every morning there. So there's just all kinds of ways for you to get great information about what's going on.
Get out there early and enjoy it all.
Come enjoy it. You'll find fair board members there. We're there having a great time with the kids all week long and just thoroughly enjoying what we do.
Thanks for being with us. I hope you get a good turnout again this year. I'll cross my fingers that you don't get too many rain days. We always get at least one, but I hope you don't get too many rain days and plenty of nice weather for people to enjoy it.
We hope we have great weather for the people to come out and enjoy it. And for the farmers, I hope we have a rain day.
And you're going to have the Miracle of Life there yet?
Miracle of Life, absolutely.
That was one of the things that a lot of people, you know, you want to be there when it happens, but half the time you get over there and you
sure.
just see the little ones scurrying around.
Yep.
Mom.
Miracle of Life will fire up with some baby chicks and goats and rabbits and things early in the week. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the cows will be there thanks to the Zwimmer family who bring those dairy cows in multiple trips through the day. They have Jake and his family do a great job of making sure that there's calves born on a regular basis Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the fair.
Wow, I don't know how they can pull that off. They must have very content cows that you can just tell them now.
Yeah, well, they plan and organize very well.
Well, good, and that's what you do all year long. You get done with the fair and you start thinking about next year already.
Usually, a few plans go in as the fair is going on. Maybe we take a week or two break to catch our breath, and then we'll be fast approaching the 151st and getting plans made for that as well.
Well, again, good luck. We wish you the best.
Thanks, Craig.
Here on Community Fair, coming up next week, starts Sunday, Indian Trails Rodeo. You've got the animals coming in on Sunday, and then in the evening you have the kickoff to the fair, the official kickoff ceremony. Monday starts the animal activities, and by Tuesday you've got the rides, so check out the brochures around town or go online and check and see what events you want to make sure you're around for. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Our guest today has been Clark Brock. He is the president of the Huron Community Fair Board. And coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.